It's chilly, and it's raining outside. But nestled in the straw, three newborn lambs are snuggling for a little warmth in the barn. George Good is milking their mother. In farm parlance, she's called a ewe. He's inserted her teat directly into a Green Mountain Dew bottle. After getting a little of the ewe's first milk, he holds the plastic bottle up to the light to see if he's got enough. Then he twists on a screw-top nipple and picks up a newborn lamb. It's weak, kind of floppy, too wobbly to stand on its own. But it eagerly takes the nipple and the first milk, called colostrum.
I'm going to give these lambs a little bit of supplement to, you know, get them started, about 2 to 3 ounces of colostrum, so they've got some strength to get up and go. It's really rich, high energy, and this use anything she's immune to, the antibodies are in that first milk, so that gives that lamb a boost to get off and is, you know, really healthy.
Good is dressed to ward off the chill of the day, insulated overalls, stocking cap, and a pale blue kerchief around his neck. His easygoing, warm way of talking belies his quickness as he nimbly picks up another lamb to give it a bit of the first milk. Sheep used to be common on family farms. That's when farming meant a balance of different kinds of livestock, crops, and income. But that's pretty rare these days, and this isn't a family farm. George Good is the farm manager at the Michigan State University Sheep Teaching and Research Center. But Good himself was raised on one of those family farms.
You know, they used to milk a few cows, have a few laying hens, a flock of ewes that they'd lamb in the spring. And lambing in the spring, they wouldn't, that's a good time because it's just before they go to the crop, they do the field work, see?
The lambs were born in the spring, just before it really got busy. Then, after the crops were planted, it was time to shear the sheep. The wool meant income that came at a pretty good time. Farming used to be all about timing. After going all winter with little to sell, spring offered a chance for some income. Selling lambs for meat, selling wool, and then raising different livestock to sell at different times of the year. Farmers would grow hay and wheat to bring in some money during the summer, tiding the family over until the corn crop came in during the fall, and with it more money.
And I can remember a lot of people telling me, oh, farmers, that their flock of sheep really kind of helped to make the farm payments. They may not have been necessarily focused largely on the flock of sheep, but it was something that fit in. It was compatible, you know.
But today, farms usually are not that diverse. They specialize. Livestock farms often raise just one kind of animal. Hog farms with tens of thousands of pigs. Cattle farms that concentrate the animals in feedlots, or farms that don't raise livestock at all, just crops. Modern farms count on the efficiencies of mass production rather than the balance of the cycles of nature and husbandry. Good says even sheep farms have to raise hundreds of sheep to make enough money to support a family. But Good says sheep are great if they're thought of as they once were on the traditional farm, as a little supplemental income.
If you have a flock of sheep or a group of sheep, it's a great family project. It's something the wife and children can help labor-wise take care of. They're smaller. You got the wool crop. If you have some hilly land or rough area that you don't farm, they graze it, and you end up with a nice product to sell. But the family, the thing about sheep is the family can really do a lot of the work, your children and your wife and so on.
Good notes that there's been increased demand for lamb from growing Middle Eastern and Mediterranean populations in cities such as Detroit and Toronto. Lamb prices are higher, making sheep worth the effort. But then Good seems to be partial to the animals. He gives you the impression that nursing these lambs has to do with something more than just profit and product. Maybe it's just a reminder of how it used to be on so many family farms. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.